This is Akashvani. The news read by Sahira Mujtaba. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the need for 8% GDP growth to meet the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the inaugural session of the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the country's economy is resilient and continues to grow sustainably, and its capacity to absorb global shocks is strong. She highlighted that geopolitical conflicts are intensifying globally, calling for reforms at global institutions to meet the current needs. The minister further stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set two tracks in motion. The first track is achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, while the second track focuses on achieving this goal through self-reliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees tomorrow from New Delhi. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhya Mantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. He will inaugurate Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. He will also lay the foundation stone for new academic and research facilities in 4 universities of Bihar and dedicate the new campus of NIT Patna in Bihta. Mr. Modi will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Eklavya Model Residential Schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister will also facilitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Deekshant Samaroh. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the country's dairy sector has witnessed tremendous growth of 70% in the last 11 years. He said it is the fastest growing sector in the world. The minister today inaugurated Sabah Dairy's newly constructed plant at Rohtak IMT. Mr. Shah said, Sabah Dairy has completed the construction of the largest plant in the entire country with an investment of 325 crore rupees.
भारत का डेयरी सेक्टर पिछले 11 साल में
इंडियाज डेयरी सेक्टर हैज ग्रोन बाय अ कैपेसिटी ऑफ 70% इन द लास्ट 11 इयर्स एंड अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी द इंडियन डेयरी सेक्टर हैज बिकम द फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग डेयरी सेक्टर इन द वर्ल्ड द नंबर ऑफ आवर मिल्क प्रोड्यूसिंग एनिमल्स वाज 86 मिलियन इन 2014-15 इट हैज नाउ इंक्रीज्ड टू 112 मिलियन मिल्क प्रोडक्शन हैज इंक्रीज्ड फ्रॉम 146 मिलियन टन्स टू 239 मिलियन टन्स
से 239 मिलियन टन हुआ.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Japan's Minister of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism, Eiichi Hiromasa Nakano, visited the Surat High-Speed Rail HSR construction site today. The two ministers reviewed significant aspects of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad High-Speed Rail project during the visit, including the advanced track slab laying car and the track slab adjustment facility, both critical components of the high-speed infrastructure. Expressing satisfaction with the progress, both the leaders lauded the high-quality standards maintained at the site and praised the rapid pace of construction. The joint visit highlights the deepening partnership between India and Japan in realizing India's first bullet train corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, has completed its 11th year today. On the same day in 2014, the first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on Akashvani on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. Recently, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in the 126th episode of the program. On to cricket. In cricket, KL Rahul put on a masterclass at the crease, guiding India to a commanding position with a brilliant century on day 2 of the first test against West Indies at Ahmedabad. As per the latest reports, India were 394 for 4 against West Indies in the first test match, taking a lead of 232. Dhruv Jeril is batting on 104, while Ravindra Jadeja on 82. And that is the end of this news bulletin.